वासुदेवाय
नमो। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 16 प्रेयर ऑफ नगपत्नीस द वाइफ ऑफ कालियस। माय कृष्णस ब्लेसिंग बाय देयर प्योर मोड प्योर डिवोशन दे अंडरस्टूड कृष्णस पोजिशन कृष्णस ब्लेसिंग्स कृष्णस वी कैन से कृष्णस मर्सी टुवर्ड्स द डिवोटीज। यस unless krishna guru and krishna will give you pure intelligence, even krishna is offering mercy, maybe through punishment or through blessings, but it is difficult to realize for a conditioned soul whether this is blessing or not. You can see mostly conditioned soul who when he achieves something it related to senses, sense perceptions, sense enjoyment, then he become happy. Usually he think this is Krishna's mercy. Krishna is supplying me money, Krishna is supplying me. Just this is Krishna's mercy. By Krishna's mercy I have now job, I have now these things, material things. But when he is facing some problems, he is not realizing this is Krishna's mercy. To realize Krishna's mercy, to understand Krishna's mercy, for that sort of understanding also mercy require to understand whether this is Krishna's mercy or Guru's mercy or not. Mercy is required to understand mercy. You understand? Yes. Mercy is required. In which position now we are, like you are brahmachari. Someone is grihastha, someone is householder, someone is vanaprastha. In which position he is? And how Krishna is helping, how Guru is helping? Very difficult. Unless you got some mercy, little mercy, you cannot understand what is Krishna's mercy, what is Guru's mercy. Mercy is required to understand the mercy. Without mercy, you cannot understand what is mercy. Even Krishna is offering mercy through problems, through challenges, through difficulties, through lamentations. But this is mercy. Mercy is required. How we can say this path? We can lead our spiritual life in this path. Only by mercy. And our achievement to get mercy. And now we are continuing our spiritual life by mercy. We came to Krishna consciousness by mercy. Now we are leading our spiritual life by the mercy of Vaishnavas. And in future, our achievement to get mercy. We are not coming here, coming to this material world to become a great. No. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's article today, I was reading one article. Because now I have time, at least I can read articles. He is a director in Mayapur, he was speaking about this world. This is such a critical world. This is a place not for peaceful persons, he is saying. Asanta. This place will never allow you to stay, how can you say, peacefully. This place is only for, you can say, those souls don't want peace for them, this place. He's saying straightly. Asanta. Asanta janera. Sta. It's a place that don't want peace here. If you want peace here, you cannot stay here. We have to find out way. How can I go? Yes, if you want. Why we are searching for mercy? We want a permanent service. We want a permanent, you can say, relationship with Krishna. In this world, very difficult. Very difficult. Yes, they are pure devotees. Kalyas wives, Nagapatnis are pure devotees. Immediately, although Krishna punishing, he punished her, punishing Kalyas, they realize, oh, this is not punishment. Mercy in form of punishment. To understand mercy, mercy is required. Yes. Yesterday we are hearing how they are approaching, they are discussing with Krishna. Krishna just wants your excuse. We don't know how to pray, you know. How can I say? Apologizing. How can I say? Apologize. Yeah, apologize. Another word is appealing mood, you know. Appealing mood. Approaching mood is different. Appealing mood is different. Yes. The beggars, they know how to beg. Although this is artificial sometimes. in Krishna consciousness, if you want mercy, this appealing Buddha, yes, should be our, we can say, it should be our, we can say, like, it should be in our nature, appealing. Always. We are approaching with the appealing mood. You understand? We are approaching not with our qualifications, not for material benefit. In appealing mood, we are approaching to Krishna. Please, Guru, please, just help me. I want to serve you. This is a different stage, spiritual life. This is a different test and stage, everything. There, Krishna is within our heart. Guru and Krishna, they knows our mood. They are approaching, same appealing mode. Please, this time, once, you excuse us. We want mercy, but first you realize, we never repent. How can Krishna will give you payment? How can Krishna will give you some mercy? We are not realizing, we are not praying, Krishna, I am an offender, Krishna, I am a simple person. You cannot find such a, like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they fell down, when they saw in Ramkeli, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they pulled on at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, catching, holding straw within the teeth. The same mode of feeling. Yes. Jagai Madai Hoite, Koti Koti, Jagai Madai Hoite, Koti Koti Gon. We two brothers were, you can say, million times more fallen than Jagai and Madai. They are approaching in such a way, Mahaprabhu saying, Don't say all these things. Don't utter all these words. It is very painful for me. Mahaprabhu is saying, I cannot tolerate. I can't say, heartful. Heart is just like breaking. Yes, heart is breaking. This is the police. Krishna's heart is not hard heart. Krishna is not a hard-hearted person. But our prayer, break his heart so that mercy will come. Break his heart means, I don't know the particular word. Melt. You break the different melt. Yes. Same, you can see the same butter and ghee, same. But just give a little fire. Taste is different. Now ghee. Krishna is like that. His heart is like water. And our prayer should be like little fire. We have to melt. Give me ghee. Give me mercy. Yes. Babu said, no, please. Don't utter such words. Don't pray in this mood. I can tolerate. Can't tell that. Oh, Gyanis, Yogis, Karmis, even Sakami devotees, even devotees of other desires, they are praying to Lord. It is not, we can say, this is not in devoted mood, not in praying mood. They have other desire. You can say they are forcing Krishna, please, directly or indirectly, they are forcing Krishna, please, I am worshipping you, Sangsan, my desire, what I want. Whether it is pleasing you or not, I like, please. Therefore, Krishna, although he sometimes he sang son, but he's not pleased. We can please Krishna by this way. This is, we can say, suitable way. Krishna, I am a very fallen person. This what Bhaktivinoda Thakur's this bhajan is there. Tumito pavitra pada ami durasa. Yes, sometimes I am thinking, I am becoming like hopeless. Sometimes I am feeling hopeless. Why? Because you are purest of the pure. And my position, I'm fallen. But when I'm just realizing your position, and comparing your position with me, with my position, I become hopeless. But still I have only one hope. Because your mercy is causeless mercy. That is the only hope. Only hope for a conditioned soul, causeless mercy. Otherwise Krishna is purest of the pure. Everything, abode, associates, all his leelas, transcendental knowledges. What we have? If you know spiritual things, if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, just pray to Bhagavatam, just read one verse and compare this verse with yourself. Just compare devotee's nature with yourself. We have power to tolerate like Draupadi, we have power to tolerate like Pandavas. Is it possible for us to pray like Kuntis? We are like Jadavarat. Okay, everyone is saying, I am a great devotee. You see, whenever in newspaper, in media, in WhatsApp, in Facebook, you can see, when they are comparing rich persons, they are, like, who is now, how can the richest, richest person in this world. Like 10, 15, they're comparing. This person have this much, this billion dollar. This person have this billion dollar. This person, this. They're comparing each other. Okay, if we are saying I am pure or I am a very elevated devotee, you compare yourself with someone. We are comparing ourselves with those devotees, those are belongs to this world. Therefore, we are happy. Why we are so happy? Oh, I am greater than him. He's not doing bhajan, I am doing bhajan. We are happy, we are developing proud because only for that cause. We are comparing ourselves with these devotees, there belongs to this world. You compare yourself, all your quality with one qualities of the devotees, those are from spiritual world. Then you can know whether I am devotee or not. What is devotee's qualities? What are the devotee's qualities? Just go to Bhagavad Gita, you see. Bhakti Yoga. Only our hope is mercy, and to get this mercy, we have to know how to approach in appealing mood. Yes. That is the training. Guru is not coming here to give you some knowledge. Okay. You take this knowledge, you will become great. No. What knowledge? What knowledge you want from Guru? This is the knowledge. Cry. All your knowledge, everything, whatever you achieved, only if you are crying, what is the value of your knowledge? And this is the best type, we can say the best worship, best knowledge, best detachment, everything best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, what he was doing? Nothing. Only was uttering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, and crying. Bas. Okay. Crying. We are chanting, not crying. Yes. When this knowledge became matured, when you understand your position, when you know real position of Guru and Krishna, you will cry. Why you will cry? Cry for mercy. I know your position. In which position I am? This is the knowledge. What knowledge we want more? We don't want. Like gopis, they don't know many things. They know Krishna. They're crying. 100 year. Non-stop. Like someone can compare or someone can give illustrations. Yes. Like two rivers at that time was flowing in Vrindavan. You understand? Yamuna was flowing. And gopis, all gopis, when they are crying, looks like another Yamuna river. Million gopis sitting within the kunjas and crying. This is the knowledge. We don't want, because knowledge, without love, without affection towards Guru and Krishna, make your heart more hard and deep, and increase your proud. We came to Krishna consciousness to become fallen. To realize I am fallen. We are actually fallen. But we are not realizing. And we came to Krishna consciousness to realizing these things. I am fallen. First you realize. First. This is self-realize. You understand? This is another type of self-realize. We can say best type of self-realize. This is best type of self-realize. I am fallen. And how I am fallen? Many fallen persons are there. According to their situation, their condition, I am the most fallen, most degraded. Chronological, Agurudev used to say. Chronological? Yes. In chronological order, if you write down everyone's name, okay, fallen persons, you write down everyone's name. And my name will be in last. Among the fallen person, I am most degraded. This is self-realization, devotional service. Then, for you, now door is open towards Goloka Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never, he was crying, and within his whole life, he want to just meditate on 8 verses. Must finish. This is knowledge. Trinada Pisunitena, Chito Darpana Marjanam. All these verses. Namnam Gari Bodhas. Crying and just reminding. Everything is there. This is knowledge. Yes. And within the 8 verses, you just realize which verses we are following. Which verses is applicable for us. We are following any among the 8 verses, which verses we are following or we are achieving that stage. No? This is the knowledge. A devotee knows. Yes, the devotee knows. I have to understand. Yet, to understand that I am a fallen, and fallen, no one is like me. I am not only fallen, I am such a person, no one is fallen like me. To realize this thing, best type of mercy required from Guru and Krishna. Real mercy, not cheating. Real mercy required from Guru and Krishna. Then you can, we can approach Krishna with this appealing. When you feel deficiency, yes. When you feel deficiency, then you can pray with this mood. And this deficiency will come by this way. Mercy. Guru, they make me humble. And I am facing all sort of problems in my spiritual life due to these things. Yes. Best type of mercy. Best type of mercy is required from Guru and Krishna to realize these things. Yeah, it is up to Guru and Krishna what we can do. Only we have to pray, we have to. And again, this is our achievement. This is our achievement. I have to realize this is myself. I am most fallen person. Unless you can say this is after completing all sort of knowledge. Mahaprabhu said to same things. So, you know, this is Kesav Kashmir. How can you say? Was it like a Digvijay has conquering the whole world by his knowledge. Mahaprabhu said same thing. Just go and do Krishna bhajan. Perform Krishna bhajan. Those are performing Krishna bhajan, they are naturally humble. Namranti palina avrikya, namranti kunina ajana. The trees, those are carrying fruits, they are naturally humble. The persons, those are really knowledgeable, they are naturally humble. We are not naturally humble. When time just forcing us or time punishing us, in the target of, in circumstances, we have to become humble. But that is not natural humbleness. Once this problem finished, then we develop pride. We want to become natural humble. And that mercy is required. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karai Dasi Trinapa Khyati. Where is way? Where will you go? You go any direction. Without Sadhguru's mercy, there is no other. You want to achieve anything? I can show you. You ask any question, it is connected with Sadhguru. Therefore, there are Krishna's mercy. Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. Krishna's mercy descended here. And assuming a body. You know, this body, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, we are not worshipping bone, flesh, yes, blood. We are not worshipping. When we are worshipping Guru, we are not worshipping his bone, flesh, blood. Yes, we are worshipping Krishna. Like Krishna is superficial. He is Satchitananda. How can you say? He is truthful, he is religious, and he is eternal. And Guru is like that. This vision. Yes. Transcendental vision. Only by mercy. Mercy is required to understand mercy. There is no other way. Yes, they know. Therefore, they are approaching in an appealing mood, please once. And unless, and Krishna said, no, I want to kick him, or I want to punish him more 7-8 times through my friend. He said, no, if he will die, this is a problem for us. Other serpents, those are very powerful, they may, once we become a widow, because we are so beautiful, they may enjoy us. Very chest. Ladies, we lose everything. And we are devotee, not only chest, but also devotees. How can we perform bhajan? Therefore, we want our husband. And he is not husband now, he is Vaishnava. They don't want husband. They want Vaishnava. Before we have relation with husband, now we have relation with as devotees. Although you are husband, now direct relationship. Aje Krishna.
Videhite kingharinam manusteya tavagyam yat sraddhayanu tishtanvai muchyante sarvato bhayam.
Krishna said, yes, Vishnu Jethro mentioning. Oh, I have to read the translation. Now please tell us your bad servants what we should do. Certainly anyone who faithfully execute your order is automatically free from all fears. Yes. The surrender of Kaliya's wife was now complete. And Lord Krishna immediately gave them his mercy as described in the following verse. Complete surrender. Now please tell us, your mad servants, what we should do. Certainly, anyone who faithfully executes your order is automatically free from all fears. Why fearness? Fearness means we are not following order. This verse is ending. Certainly anyone who faithfully executes faithfully. Certainly automatically free from fear. Yes. These words, very important words of English. Yes. Jasraddhaya anatishtada bimuchyate sarvoto bhayat. Yes. As it is. So many things Prabhupada mentioned. Nicely. If someone is following Sadhu Guru's instruction as it is, no question of fear. He's trying. We're trying? Huh? If you want to follow first, you cannot follow. Like you are working, you are a young, you are a competent person, you are working. I cannot walk, I have to follow you. I cannot walk with you. It's some speedy. First you try. How can you try? When you want to follow someone, follow means you must have faith. If you don't faith, you cannot try. You will not get some natural, how can you say, enthusiasm. Yeah. To follow. No encouragement is coming. How can you follow? Because you have no faith. Following without faith is nothing. It is another type of crookedness. I am following you, but I have no faith. This is another name we can say in our spiritual world. This is crookedness. That we can say in English another name. We are playing. I have no faith. You know, in but big companies, these laborers, they have no faith in there. They have no affection. But they are doing some job. They are playing. Oh, he is coming. Okay, I have to work. They are showing something. Apparently, but cheaters and duplicious. If you don't have faith, you cannot follow. Even you cannot try. Second stage, first stage faith, second stage you will try. Third stage, if you get mercy, you can follow as it is. But within these three stages, even we are not in middle stage. You understand? First faith, if I have faith on you, then I can follow you. Then, to follow you, because I don't know your mood, first I have to try. The second stage, try with faith. Try with faith, not try as a trial, you know, trial basis. Mostly our cultivation of spiritual life as a trial basis. Trial basis, you understand? My English is not good, but as I hear something, I am saying, trial basis, okay, I will try. See, I will chant. If it is work, sometimes you will sing. It's not working. How it will work? You are trying without faith. You understand? Yes. If you are trying something without faith, it will not work. First faith. Adu Sraddha. If you have faith, then you try. And once faith, then sincerity will come. Sure. According to your percentage of faith, sincerity will come. Then you can try. And Krishna like two things. You understand? When you come to middle stage, Krishna's merciful glance on you. What is that? Now you have faith. Now you are in second stage. What is that? You have sincerity and you are trying. That stage, Guru and Krishna's protection, you can feel. You can feel Guru and Krishna's protection. If you don't go to the second stage, always you are weak. There were devotees. How many years he was cultivating Krishna consciousness? This is not important. The important in which stage he is now. If he is following in third stage, you know, tough stage, if he is following Guru, fearless, like he is saying. But at least come to second stage, not not in fastness. This is like second stage is good. If you follow with faith, you can come to second stage. What is that? Sincerity and trying. Yes, you try. He's trying his best. You know, even Karmi Puru is saying, I'm trying his best. When someone can try his best, when he's sincere, in that mood, you know, before maybe 5-6 months in India, they're sending some, I don't know, satellites. Indian NASA. Yeah, I don't know all these definitions, everything, but I saw some messages. They're sending some satellites to moon. But this fell. But Prime Minister appreciate, or everyone appreciate, because they're sincere, they're trying, they appreciate. Million Indian rupees. How many crores rupees they spend for that? And who is paying? Government is paying. But government want to see their sincerity and they're trying their best. Even it fell, still they're happy. And they're saying, okay, we'll supply more fund. You try second time. A karma people, he's just showing his affection for these persons. Those are trying, those are developing sincerity. Why not Guru and Krishna? Why not Guru and Krishna? But these two things also link with first one. Which one? With faith. How much faith you have on Guru and Krishna? That is the most important thing. Foundation of spiritual life. First, put a strong foundation, faith, towards Guru and Krishna. And here is purport. The surrender of Kaliya's wife was now complete, and Lord Krishna immediately gave them his mercy as described in the following verse. Yes. We are ready to follow you. Just, we are your maid servants. Just give some order. Yes. Bhavatvayam jusmat pratidatam evam king jusmat darsitam tat kartabhyam iti tat sambramam avasyam evam iti aho. Yes. Vishwanath Chetty Thakur saying, Krishna is now asking to Kaliya's wife, okay, I will not kill Kaliya. I will not kill his life. But you have to follow my orders. Are you ready? Are you ready? He said, yes. Therefore, they said this verse. We are your servant. Bad servants. Why not? When an order is coming, I will follow. And we know. They are saying, then they say, we know. When order is coming, if someone follow with faith, they have no fear. This is conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Tatsa itastana. That's a sequence of the Vyakti Bhavishyati. Because in next words, Krishna will say to him, just leave this place. Don't stay in Vrindavan. This was a really, real, real test for Kaliya's wife. They were there. Before they were residing there for how many yugas? Now Krishna said, no. If you want to follow me, recuse this word. I'll recuse. I don't know this pronunciation. I'll relax you now. Like that, this somewhat. I don't know. Release you. No, release, I know. Yeah, another word. Okay. I will release Kaliya. Now, I'll make him free. I have no problem. But you have to follow my instruction. He said, unconditionally. This unconditional word and following, you can say, this is very two important words. We have to follow unconditionally. Who can follow unconditionally when you have 100% faith? Where I was reading these things? Where? In Prabhupada's purport. In one lecture, Prabhupada is saying, when father is giving food, you are asking to father. Yeah, Prabhupada, he's preaching just like a scientist. He was saying about faith. Not less than, you are a spiritual scientist. You can't find any acharyas who can convince a conditioned soul. Before acharyas are there, only bhakti. And he is the latest acharya. And for us, because we have so much strong attachment towards material things and so much, we can say, arguments, unnecessary, words, ideas, it is cut up everything. What is faith? Prabhupada saying in that verse, this is Bhagavad Gita lecture, second chapter, somewhere in West. Prabhupada saying, you see, what is faith? When a father is offering some food, no one is asking to his father, Father, whether this food is pure or not, whether some poison is there or not. Prabhupada saying, are you testing this food? No, my father, blindly. But when you are going to restaurant, before going to restaurant, you have to say, oh, this restaurant is good or not, this is approved by government or not, people are going or not. And even when we are eating, still you have doubt, maybe food poison will happen, whether there. And Prabhupada thinks, this is faith, this is not faith. Faith is not a small thing, this is natural. And unconditional. Unconditional. Faith, yes. We have to develop faith towards Guru, towards Krishna like that. Blind. This word, little difficult to digest, blind. But unconditional. Like mother, like Father Prabhupada said, Father, no one asking to Father. Father, did you add some poison with this food? No. Even father is giving poison still. My father, this is faith. When you have such type of faith, blindly follow. Unconditionally you can follow. Then second step, sincerity. You are trying now. You are following. Sincerity. And you are trying. And third step, Krishna will help you. Guru and Krishna will help you. They will give you strength. Then you can follow. And following means, when you are following, you are inviting success. Very success. This is the success of spiritual life. Yes. You are inviting success, spiritual success to your life when you are following Guru and Krishna. Prabhupada used to say this word, secret of success. Secret of success. Ever you hear this word in UK? Secret of success. Everyone knows success. Secret of success. Secret is there. Everyone knows success, but acharyas know the secret of success, the key points. Spiritual topic, spiritual philosophy, especially Vaishnava philosophy, vast philosophy. But why in particular cases Prabhupada adding this word? If you are clever, if you are a real follower of acharyas, you can understand. You understand? Many Prabhupada, he wrote on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, many things, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, self-realization, Queen Kunti is teaching of Lord Kapil, everything. But why in particular statements, you can see, particular statements, with particular philosophy, with particular case, he was always mentioning, this is the secret of success in spiritual life. What is that? Following Guru Krishna's instruction, the secret of success. Why Prabhupada repeatedly saying? He knows. That's what he's saying. You don't think, you know knowledge, you know Shastra, but you don't know secret of success. Even you are reading, you are overlapping it. You understand? Overlapping. Yes, okay. Okay, just go to next phase. You cannot focus on that thing. This is the secret of success. This is the secret of success. Acharya revealed, Shastra revealed. Why Prabhupada said this is secret of success? Why he said? He knows, therefore he said, I have to focus on one point. Yes. Who achieved success, they can say secret of success. Who achieved success, we can say they are experienced persons. Already experienced. Otherwise, how can you say the secret of success? No one can say. I don't know about others' ideas, but I have this much idea about Gurudev, about Prabhupada. Our Guru, about Prabhupada. When they are saying something, you know, some points, and it is indicating to secret of success, must just focus on that thing. Bhakti Yoga is just like a vast ocean. Where I am? Within the ocean, if some straw is just floating, who cares? Who cares? Where Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all acharyas, after Prabhupada, they are drowning in that ocean. We are like a small straw. Who cares? You know, within the oceans, so many polythenes, polythene bags, straws. Who is caring? One is caring. Their position is like that. They will float, and if someone just bring it and throwing it outside. We are like that. And they are drowning in that ocean. Bhakti rasa amrita sindhu.
Where is love? Where is all these mellows? Where is all these leelas? Where we are?
Yes, where we are.
But only those are already drowning, eh?
Immersed in the ocean of mellow. Immersed in the ocean of mellow.
They are saying secret of success. What do you want more? Our ideas? Our efforts? This is useless. For me, I am not saying for others. For me, this is useless. I want to see what, who is drowning, who is emerging in this ocean mellow. What they are saying. They are indicating this is the secret of success. Just focus on that thing. Then us, we are hearing so many things just to clarify our doubts, but focusing on one thing. And we are hearing so many instructions to giving supports to our mind for focusing for one thing, secret of success. You understand? Yes. This is the secret of success. Maybe doubt come. Therefore, we are hearing so many philosophies. One convincement, we are just hearing so many instructions. What is that? Two verses. Jasya deve parahavakti, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Secret of success. And we are hearing so many philosophies, so many stories, so many devotee stories to support this thing. Secret of success. Yes, very important. Now, please tell us, your mad servants, what we should do. Certainly, anyone who faithfully executes your order is automatically free from all fears. Don't try to make some arrangement. How can I be free from fear, from lamentation? It is up to Krishna. Just faith, put faith. Krishna will arrange. Yeah, this is a heavy job. Heavy job. How everything I can depend on Krishna? Krishna, only Krishna will solve. It looks like for a general person, or even for a common devotee, is very heavy. Only I have to depend. I have to ask. I have intelligence. I have to try. I have to do something. Do not worry. You try. To whom we will follow? You know, boys and girls, they are going to coaching centers. I don't know in West, but there is some, you know, coaching centers. Private coaching centers. They are giving like tutorials. You understand? Tutorials. Private. They are approved by government. They are privately. Secretly there is. Not secretly, like privately they are just training. They are giving teachings to boys and girls. In which tutorials or coaching centers boys and girls they want to study. This is not in West. I don't know. Maybe in West, but in India we have. They are always studying different papers, the students, different papers, and collecting information through this WhatsApp, everything, Facebook, from advertise. Which coaching center, the boys and girls, they become success. Boys and girls want to study in that coaching center. Therefore, you see, I can show you when we are returning to Bhubaneswar, many boards, many advertising boards there. Oh, our coaching center, 10 toppers. Is their mark, their name, their photos. 2020, IIT, a medical, is an engineer. This much rank, 30, 20, 10. Then students there. Oh, this coaching center, teachers are good. I will join. So I'll become doctor. You understand? Why I'm saying these things? We want to see the center. And experienced teachers are there. Therefore, see the teachers, already success. So many students, already success, achieve perfections. And they can say the secret of success. We don't have faith on anyone in this world, except Guru and Krishna. Others may help me, may not be. They may cheat, or they may help. It is, they are in conditioned states. But they are not conditioned, they are eternally liberated persons. They are not cheaters. They can't cheat anyone. Rather, by their simplicity, people sometimes cheat. They cheated by the people. You understand? Sadhguru, they don't want to cheat by anyone. They don't want to cheat anyone. Rather, devotees, people. I can say one story.
సింపుల్ స్టోరీ, జస్ట్ 1 మినిట్ స్టోరీ. ఐ హియర్ బృందావన్, వెన్ ఐ వాజ్ ఇన్ బృందావన్ మేబీ 100 ఇయర్ బిఫోర్, 1 సెంట్రీ పర్సన్ వాజ్ దే, వాజ్ వెరీ సింపుల్. ఇట్ వాజ్ వెరీ సింపుల్. ఈవెన్ వెన్ కామన్ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ లైక్ ది రిలీజియస్ పర్సన్స్, దెన్ దే ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ మానిటరీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, దే ఆర్ అప్రోచింగ్ సెంట్రీ పర్సన్స్, మహారాజ్ జస్ట్ గివ్ ఐ విల్ రిటర్న్. సో వన్ పర్సన్ జస్ట్ టుక్ ఎనఫ్ లక్ష్మి అండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ రిటర్నింగ్, ఈజ్ నాట్ రిటర్నింగ్. అండ్ ది అసిస్టెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ గురు, హీ నోస్ హీ టుక్ దిస్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ బట్ నాట్ రిటర్నింగ్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ 6 మంత్స్ అగైన్ ఐ విల్ కమ్, ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ ప్రాబ్లమ్, యూ జస్ట్ గివ్ మీ. సో సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఐ విల్ రిటర్న్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో 3 టైమ్స్ హీ ఆల్రెడీ టుక్ లక్ష్మి అండ్ నాట్ రిటర్నింగ్. And this assistant, he cannot tolerate. He said, Gurudev, why are you giving this money? That's a cheater. Is that written? Then Guru said, you see, if he have shelter in this world, or in this material world, or if he have some shelter with his within his community, within his village, then why is he coming to me? Why is he coming to me? He have no shelter, therefore he is coming. Even he want to cheat me. He want to cheat me. We have no shelter. But what I can say? When he is coming, my heart to see him, my heart melts. He is coming to cheat me. And Sadhu said, you see, no one can cheat Sadhu. Why? Time will come, he will realize. And what happened, you know? After a few days, he had a rickshaw. He had a rickshaw. Every time he was just collecting Lakshmi. He is taking Lakshmi from Sadhu. 3 times only took Lakshmi and not returning. This time what happened? This riksha, some accident happened to this riksha. It is totally finished. Then where he'll go? 4th time. Again come to Sadhu. Now Sadhu said, hey, now you are realizing what is your fault? Yes, now I am realizing. You cannot cheat Sadhu. Sadhu will tolerate everything. He's a homeless, he's a hopeless. Yes. Okay, it's coming. The simple attitude is accepting. He said, now I am promising, please give money, I will buy a new riksha. I will just return all your money. I am promising in front of deities. I will not tell lie. Because I just lose everything. Then what happened, you know? The guru just allow again. And every week, usually he came. Past week, when he came with money, he said, Sadhu, just take this much. What Sadhu said? I don't want, no. Now you are Sadhu. Now you are Sadhu. But don't misuse this Lakshmi. Just become a devotee. No need to return this Lakshmi. No need. Why? Now you are following my order. And you are repenting. You are realizing. You promise to return my money. You are coming. Yes. Devotees are so simple. With simple faith, we have to accept. Faith is required. Most important. Simple faith. Faith and one adjective is there. Simple faith. Faith is there but not simple. Sometimes simple, sometimes doubt. This is not faith. If tinge of doubt is within the faith, that we can't say this is faith. We can't say this is faith. Therefore, Prabhupada and Gurudev used to say this word always. Unflinching. Unflinching faith. Faith, one adjective is there. Unflinching faith. Like Prabhupada, we are discussing about Prabhupada said, when father is giving food, no one is saying, unflinching faith. No one is saying. Same thing. And when we follow Guru Krishna's order, he will free from fear. Why fear is coming? Why fear is coming? We are not following. Therefore fear. If you follow, no fear. No question of fear. Listen. Sri Sukha Uvacham ఇదం స నాగపత్ని భగవాన్ సమభిష్టుతః మూర్ఛితం భగ్న శిరసం విషసర్జాంఘ్రి కూటనై. సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్ దస్ ప్రేజ్డ్ బై నాగపత్నిస్ ది సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ రిలీజ్ ది సర్పెంట్ కాలియా హూ హ్యాడ్ ఫలన్ అన్కాన్షియస్ హీస్ హెడ్స్ బ్యాటర్డ్ బై ది striking of Lord's feet. Yes. Well, he had always fallen in unconsciousness. purport, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna, upon reaching his decision, immediately jumped down from Kaliya's hood. When they pray, immediately jumped down. When they are praying, still Krishna was over the hood of Kaliya. Now, when he said, okay, you have faith, you will follow my order. When they promise, immediately. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna, upon reaching his decision, immediately jumped down from the Kaliya's hood and stood before the serpents and his wives. We should remember that when Lord Krishna executed these pastimes, he was just a young village boy in Vrindavan. Young village boy in Vrindavan. Village boy. He was not a supreme personality. Village boy. Supreme personality of God. This village boy. So simple. By your faith, by your simple faith, by your simplicity, you can conquer this simple village boy, Krishna. He's a simple village boy. Yes, you want our simplicity, our sincerity. Yes, our trying mood, sincere trying mood. One, that unflinching faith. Krishna, asnishyama padratam. Maybe it is up to you. You kick me or embrace me. I am your. Once I said, I am your. I cannot say to others, you are mine. No, this is not possible. I said I am your. I am your. If give me protection or not, it is up to you. Everyone is crying. Who is not crying? Everyone is crying. Everyone is suffering. Everyone is lamenting. If I accept you, still I am crying. I am suffering. I am lamenting. Where is loss? Where is loss? Anyhow, this world, we have to cry. But I am a devotee. Still I am crying. Where is loss? Some hope is there. Krishna will serve mercy. But this faith, question of faith. Tomorrow we will hear more. Hare Krishna. Jai Krishna.